Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Before we get into the Commanders' projected over-under win total, so more audio is trickling out of this interview that Mike Tirico did with Michael Jordan for the big return of the NBA on NBC and Peacock. And Jordan did this sit-down interview, and they turned the clocks back to the 90s with the Alan Parsons Project, Sirius, you know, anthem where they introduced the Chicago Bulls. And the man in the middle. But he's doing this interview with Tirico.
Starting lineup.
I found this fun. Tirico asked Michael Jordan about load management, which has gotten to a point in the NBA now, not an exaggeration, where players were sitting out the opener as part of load management, where there was week one players that were not playing. Now, I don't think they would have done that for a home opener, hopefully, but maybe like if you're opening on the road and game two's at home. There are guys where Mike Brown, as an example, is going, yeah, not sure if he's going to go in the opener. And they're like, oh, what's wrong with him? He's like, oh, load management. I'm sorry, what?
What?
This was Jordan talking about this ongoing and growing issue in the NBA.
Well, it shouldn't be needed, first and foremost. You know, I never wanted to miss a game because it was an opportunity to prove. It was something that I felt like, you know, the fans are there that watch me play. I want to impress that guy way up on top who probably worked his ass off to get a ticket or to get money to buy the ticket.
You really cared about the guy who sat in the top deck at the Palace in Auburn Hills to watch you when you came to Detroit?
Yeah, because I know he's probably yelling at me and I want to shut him up. You know, he's calling me all kinds of names. I definitely want to shut him up.
Right.
You have a duty that if they're wanting to see you, and as an entertainer, I want to show, right? So if the guys are coming to watch me play, I don't want to miss that opportunity. Now, physically, if I can't do it, then I can't do it. But physically, if I can do it, and I just don't feel like doing it, that's a whole different lens.
There was one line in there that was a uh-huh moment for me. That's pretty stunning, and it just shows the discrepancy between eras and the juxtaposition between Jordan and the best of today. You have a duty, he said. That is pretty incredible. I'm getting chills even just saying it, but he said, you have a duty, and this is not the exact words he used after that, but this is what he said. It was the meaning of it, to perform for the audience. People bought tickets. Hard-earned money was spent. They're sitting in the seat. He views it in the same way that somebody in a play on Broadway does, where there's 300 people in the crowd, and they want my best show. I know I did one Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, but it's Saturday night. I'm not feeling great, but let's suck down some hot tea and honey and let it rip. That's the way he viewed playing in the NBA, whereas now there is this feeling of almost a disrespect to the idea that I'm performing for you.
Yeah, I'm owed something from the fan, let alone the other way around.
The nerve of you to suggest that you're just here to watch me play. I'm not a performer. I'm not dancing on a string for you. And Michael Jordan's going, you have a duty to perform for that paying audience.
And also just the different wiring where both the appreciation for the fan in the nosebleed that, as you said, worked his ass off to get the ticket, both an appreciation for that and also the undying, competitive, burning, raging inferno that will never go to sleep in that, and the greatest competitor ever to walk the earth, where he goes, I also want to shut that guy up. So that guy paid money for his tickets, going to yell some horrible stuff at me. Not like, this guy here is being mean. Let's have him ejected from the arena. I don't like his attitude. Instead of that, the guy that paid money for the ticket that he earned, I'm going to shut him up as a competitor.
Yeah, we've talked about over the last year with some of these controversies where it just seems ridiculous to me that players are dragging referees over and pointing people out to get ejected. And look, if somebody is physically touching a player, kick them out.
100%.
If they are yelling something bad enough, and I think we all know what that might be, racial or otherwise,
yep,
but something really gross and awful at a player, sure. But never forget the big story when Bradley Beal's wife, I think it was, got into it with fans or was sitting near the stands, and it came out like, well, what was happening? What was so terrible? Because Beal brought people, you know, the ref over, whoever it was, and got them kicked out. Do you remember this?
Yeah.
And they had said something like they wanted him traded. They're yelling that they wanted him traded, basically. And she's like, my kid shouldn't have to hear that. Like, whatever the line is now is way, way, way too far of what fans are expected to not say or what is viewed as disrespectful or how you have to treat these players who are nice enough to play the game for you today, who are making their tens of millions of dollars. Now, again, I'm not sitting here pretending like a fan is entitled to just yell awful things at you. I'll never do that. I don't even boo players. I'm also not saying that if they're pouring popcorn on your head as you're walking down the tunnel, that they shouldn't be kicked out and charged with something, because they should. I'm the first one to tell you that when someone runs onto the field, baseball, football, whatever, they should be thrown in jail after they get the wood shampoo beat, you know, to a pulp by the group of police or whatever, because they're a threat. You don't know what they're going to do. You don't know. When Bobby Wagner, when he played for the Rams, knocked the daylights out of the dude on Monday Night Football.
Damn right.
Running along the sideline, I clapped for Bobby Wagner. Good for you, man. Help security get that guy on the ground by any means necessary. But we've also gone way, way far in the other direction.
Oh, the softness. That's what it is a level of soft. It's really softness. And entitlement, right? Now, again, that goes both ways. Because the fan that says, I paid money, I can do what I want. Nope. Code of conduct. You abide by it. We're part of a public trust now. But the player that can't be bothered, and along the, you know, the opposite side of that, not above reproach for me either. So, but it's refreshing to hear. It's why people of my age and you know, a little bit younger, and then folks older who saw him talking about Jordan. I just want to hear Jordan talk about stuff, by the way. Dial this up for me all the time. Well, I want that guy weighing in on things.
I've always said this. I think it's really important for these leagues when the best of all time and the past era guys are present and when they are visible. Like, Jordan goes way too long, in my opinion, without giving opinions on things. He's kind of out of sight, out of mind. But whether it's this or something else, I think it's important to see where we were and where we are now, because that very, very clear delineation is a revealing opportunity to learn, like, what has happened to this league? Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying?
Totally. And someone who can mark the time, that because he was still involved in basketball as a team owner until very recently. So, obviously, it's not like he doesn't know the game and where it's gone. But when somebody from this era versus, you know, talking about someone from his, where they go, well, this guy scored 30 a game and so did Jordan. Man, that 30, where Jordan has to go in the lane, and there were teams that had rules where it's like, if he touches the paint, someone hit him. Hit him! I don't mean like, oh, you got to foul him. I mean, strike him with an elbow or a clothesline. I mean, Rick Mahorn's going to use all six, and they're going to tear him to the ground. Now, if you do that, we're going to go to the monitor, 17-minute delay, because somebody tried to block a shot, and right, they go, that's flagrant two, you know, eject the dude. It's a different animal, and the way the league was, et cetera. So when he's scoring 33 a game, when teams are scoring 90 a game versus 125 now, it's just different. But I need someone who did that in Jordan, who now was in charge of this era until very recently, who can weigh in on the differences to help people understand.
This is one of my oldest man takes. This is one of my tough guy takes, I guess. But yeah, I do think the load management extreme of the NBA has ruined the sport in a lot of ways.
It's off-putting.
It's one of the problems I have with the sport because I don't know. First of all, tickets are so damn expensive. Imagine buying a ticket to an NFL game and not knowing if Mahomes is going to play in that game.
Or how about this?
Real quick, I understand how different it is. People say, oh, it's 16 games, 17 games, whatever. Yeah, no kidding. I understand. But the point is the point. Imagine the Capitals come to your building and you're buying a ticket to a Caps game and you don't know if Ovi's going to be playing that night. Like, the whole point is to take your kid to see Ovi. The NBA is the only sport like that. Now, you could say baseball guys get days off, and to some extent that is true. They play 162, but the best players in the game are playing generally 155, 150 times, something like that. You're still talking about like 90 to 95% of games. And in a series at your barn, you're going to see that guy if you go a couple days in a row. He's not sitting twice.
Right. So a couple examples. I mean, I've got some friends who their family's from Milwaukee. And when the Bucks came to town, they wanted to Giannis, of course, load management day. He's just off. And that's their one chance to see him. They don't get to see him. But my analogy I was going to use is imagine you bought tickets for a lot of money to go see Dave Chappelle. And instead, Dave Chappelle's doing load management because he's been in 15 cities in 14 days. Right. He's done more shows than you could shake a stick at. His voice is a little hoarse. So instead of Dave Chappelle, it's Danny Ruye at Capital One Arena. A lot of disappointed, tens of thousands of disappointed folks that night. But the ticket price is the same. If the NBA would like to work with me and kick me a little bit of refund, go, hey, listen, man, you're not going to see Steph Curry tonight from Golden State. You want $30 back off that ticket that was inflated? You want to start doing that? We can have a different conversation. But that'll never happen.
That's the outrage of it all, though, is nobody's getting a penny back.
Mm-hmm.
And the tickets are crazy. Why? When the Warriors come to town, when the Lakers come to town, it's because you're going to get to see the guy that you have no idea if you're actually going to get to see the guy, by the way. And when should they take their days off that they're getting? Should it be at home? No, you're going to play in front of the home crowd, so normally it's on the road. It is. It's a legitimate, real problem. By the way, Kobe Bryant, 34 years old, 78 games played. Played almost every single game.
He crossed the eras. You know?
Coming off of a very serious injury and getting healthy, 78 games for him when he was available and not hurt, he played. Old school. But that was like the last of that breed, so to speak. That was in 12-13 because he did play with Michael Jordan. He was kind of the closest thing we've probably had as an 18-time All-Star and Hall of Famer and a scoring champ and All-NBA and all this stuff. The guys now, like whatever the next group was, led by LeBron and whoever else, it's just a complete...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Completely different mindset.
It is.
We sound like old guys complaining.
No, and there's a degree of... If you're allowed to do it, there's a degree of smartness to it where it's like the last game of a road trip. You're playing whatever. Like, these regular season games count less. I've got a whole other season ahead of me. I'll have more mileage on the tires. And so I understand the reasoning for it.
But 100%.
What nobody's willing to do is go, well, instead of my usual allotment, instead of playing 40 minutes a night and handling everything, why don't I play 28 minutes a handful of times on the second game of a back-to-back or to limit things that way, right? Where I could still get my rest, my rehab, I still get my work in, still get the games played, but nobody's willing to hurt their numbers as kind of a corollary to that. Like, if I play, I need to go do my full, 38 minutes, no rest, and take all my hyper-efficient shots and so forth. Nobody wants to do the other way. But that's, to me, I think would be a more reasonable solution.
Well, I still remember the first time we ever talked about load management on the show, and it's been, 7, 8 years ago maybe now. It's been a while. And I remember defending load management and being on the side of the players and the team, because my argument was something to the effect of, and I think there's a legitimacy to this, I don't owe Wizards fans anything if I'm the Lakers. I'm winning a championship this year. That's my job.
Right.
My goal, GM, head coach.
And does this help me do that?
LeBron, yeah. Is to win a title. I need to be available and ready and at my peak at the start of the postseason for that first series that we're playing. And so be it if at Capital One Arena, when Grant takes Truman to the game, if Truman doesn't get to see LeBron play that time. Having said that, I think it has gone so far to the extreme, and in so many cases, guys miss so many games now, that I was comfortable with as a fan, like, yeah, this makes some sense if you're going to miss a game here or there, a game a week, whatever. But it has gotten way, way, way more prevalent than I ever imagined. It's not just the 35-year-old player that you're keeping fresh, at the end of the bench. Or it's not just, two or three guys a game a week or something. I mean, it is constant. Now, there's like prime players, I'll bet you, who are playing fewer than 70 games in a season. Or
yeah,
whatever.
I mean, they had to come up with different, criteria or guardrails, whatever you want to say, for awards, where it's like you got to play a certain number of games to be eligible, as like kind of trying to dangle the carrot, But yeah, it is a trend that I don't see going anywhere. And again, if it's too many games is that much of a problem, which it wasn't when the game was more physical, by the way, and it was. It was more physical then.
Way more physical. You used to get beat up and fouled. And as you said, I wonder how much of it is just being smarter now, what we know now. Like, every team does things different than they did 5 years ago, let alone 20 years ago, in terms of traveling the night before and getting the extra night of sleep. They now have two games back-to-back in buildings. And they do a lot of stuff for the physical, mental health of players.
Yeah, and you'll never be able to tell me that running more, which teams do, I think Phoenix Suns 7 seconds or less, and now the people realize kind of the best shot is get the ball out of the net, let's run up and down and get more offensive pace. That is a harder physical toll than getting your brains beaten. Than grinding down low with Shaq and Tree Rollins and some of the other bigs that are clotheslining if you come within 50 feet of them. The physical punishment that guys took, that's what shortened careers. Not the running up and down to me. But people are now worried about the amount of jumps that you have, the amount of run up and downs, et cetera. And that's why they say we gotta manage people's loads.
Well, how about this? There's no load management in hockey. That is not a thing.
Is that a physical sport at all, do you think? Hockey?
Those guys are playing back-to-back nights sometimes. That's football on skates.
Mm-hmm.
Collisions and fist fights and blood and losing teeth. And I mean, Alex Ovechkin's game log by season, 82, 81, 82, 81, 79. I mean, there's no such thing. He's never taken a game off because they needed to make sure he was okay a month from then. It's just not part of the culture.
Alex, you broke your leg. Oh, so I'm out for a week?
you think on these stretches where they play three times in 4 days, Nick Dowd or John Carlson couldn't use a day? It's not even a consideration in that sport. Let's go to Campbell in Richmond on Grant and Danny. What's up? How are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm good. How are you guys?
Good, buddy.
So, listen, I wanted to talk about load management real quick. I agree with you. It's not good for the game. I guess at the very least, though, with basketball, you get to see a couple other guys that are probably stars, maybe even superstars, even if LeBron is out. I had a buddy who bought tickets, doesn't even like soccer. Excuse me. Bought tickets because Miami was coming to town with Messi.
Yes.
Prices were skyrocketed. I mean, $200 a pop when they're usually like 40. Healthy scratch, did not play.
So wasn't he hurt, though? I'm pretty sure.
No, I think that time he wasn't, if memory serves.
When he was in
D.C.? This was a couple of years ago. It wasn't this past year.
Okay.
Because I think our boss bought tickets for him and his son because they were so excited.
He bought tickets, and they spent a ton of money on those. I remember talking to him about it. He was Rick. Messi was actually hurt. So if they've had two games here that he's missed and one of them that wasn't the case, then that's relevant. But yeah, and look, this is where it gets tough because it's a heavy lies the crown thing where there's so much asked of these guys like him where every city has the same complaint. We need to see you when you come to D.C. We don't get to see you very often. I bet you they feel like that in
Columbus and Philadelphia,
MLS
wherever,
city,
yeah.
Right? Seattle and everywhere else. So there is some element of empathy that I have. It's like the player that has to sign every autograph. The one time they don't, there's a story about what a jerk they are. But everywhere you go, every minute of every day, somebody needs a picture, somebody needs an autograph. It's kind of the same way when you're Messi and you're barnstorming city to city, basically, to go play in soccer games. Yeah, there's going to be a time maybe where you need to be spelled for a game. But I know at least in one of those that he was injured when they came here.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time to take command.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. I'm Grant Paulson, and along with my co-host, 10-year NFL tight end Logan Paulson, we break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis, honest evaluations, and the context you need to truly understand the game. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pod.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.